Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the seed growing secretly from Mark 4, 26 through 29. Here it is. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. This is one of only two parables that are completely unique to Mark's gospel account. It's also a very short parable, given without comment from Jesus. For this reason, we have to rely on both the context and other similar parables to help us understand the point that Jesus is trying to make. Jesus uses the imagery of a farmer sowing seeds and crops frequently in his teachings. It appears that these symbols are also being used similarly in this parable as well. And if that's the case, then the seed would be God's word, or the good news of the gospel. The ground would represent the world, not an individual's heart, as in the parable of the sower, because it looks like each plant is harvested at the right time. So each plant represents a citizen of the kingdom. What sets the parable apart from some of the others is the mystery of the growth of the seed. The farmer sows the seed and then goes on with his life. And day after day, the plant grows, though it's imperceptible in each individual moment of the day. It's similar to children. We used to mark our children's heights on the doorframe. And day by day, it looks as if they're really not growing. But then when you occasionally get them to stand next to the doorframe, you're shocked at how much they've grown. You might say something like, "I can't believe how fast you're growing. You're really shooting up." But we would never say that after watching them for only an hour straight. It appears as if there's no growth. This is one of the points that Jesus is making with the parable. The farmer can't see the growth in a moment, but that doesn't mean it isn't growing. In fact, it's the growth that ensures it will be gathered at the harvest. The plant that is not growing, in contrast, is a dead plant, and it will be burned, not harvested. The second point of the parable is that the farmer doesn't cause the plant to grow. This is really encouraging for us. Our growth doesn't depend on men, but on God who gives the growth. And it's a mystery. How is it that our desires and actions change? God brings it about as part of our growth in holiness. The fancy word for this is sanctification. It's a process all Christians are experiencing. It's simply continued growth in holiness. So don't expect to grow fully mature overnight. It doesn't work that way. Instead, keep taking those small steps of obedience towards holiness as you set your eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And to others of us, we need to recognize when we are not growing, because that's a warning sign that should not be ignored. The one who is not growing is dead. This person doesn't need to try harder to be holy. This person needs to be born again through faith in Jesus. Is that you? If so, then simply believe Jesus, trust him and follow him, and he will bring growth in holiness to your life.